Good morning and welcome to the first of two Texas Parks and Wildlife electronic field trips we have this school year. What a great webcast we have for you today, but then again, I say that on every webcast. Today we'll be comparing and contrasting two very different coastlines, Texas and Alaska. But as different as they might be, they're also very similar. Both share similar concerns regarding protecting and restoring habitats, as well as protecting the wildlife that live there. Today we'll learn about these challenges and maybe with your help, learn how to solve them. Our feeds today will be coming from Sea Center Texas in Lake Jackson, also from the Alaska Sea Life Center in Seward, Alaska, and the National Conservation Training Center in West Virginia. We have three ways to participate. The video stream that you're watching right now, if you look to the left side of your computer page, you'll see our agenda. Please follow along. We want to hear from you as well. This is the third way of participating. The chat room, which is something we've had from the very, very beginning. Please ask us questions, look ahead on the agenda, and be prepared. We have opinion polls. Please respond to those. And new, for the very first time, we have an online trivia contest. So you can participate, compete against our competitors during the trivia contest by looking for the link that says Test Yourself. Well, today I have the pleasure of introducing David Abrego of Sea Center Texas. David, thank you.
Well, thank you guys for being here. I think we got a lot to learn. We're going to have a lot of fun, and we're expecting a great day.
We're counting on that too. Thank you, David.
Okay.
And speaking of thanking people, I want to thank Yai Hang of ESET. And what does that mean exactly?
Thank you, Sue. Well, ESET stands for Empowering Science Education Through Technology. The program was conceived by For Empowerment and awarded by the Texas Education Agency with a target grant funded by No Child Left Behind. Our program is about seamlessly integrating technology into science education, using hands-on activities and an online community that promotes collaborative projects as well as the practical application of science. ESET leverages the Cyberways and Waterways program and challenges students towards discovery learning using activities in biodiversity, garbology, and water quality.
Which what we'll be doing today, other except for the garbology part.
Mm-hmm. We currently have 16 school districts in the program, from as far south as Harlingen and Laredo to up north in Shamrock, Texas, and from as far east as Orange, Texas to Presidio by the Big Bend. And this statewide consortium is led by San Felipe del Rio School District. And you can learn more about ESET at our For Empowerment website, www.forempowerment.com. You can also get to this website by clicking on the link on the main page of the webcast. And Steve, I just want to say we're very excited to be here today. Our students featured in the first portion of this webcast is from our ESET program. And they're very excited because they've worked very hard to be selected for this webcast. And on behalf of For Empowerment and ESET and our students, I wanted to say thank you for including us in this program today.
Well, we also want to thank ESET for sponsoring us today, too, very much.
You're welcome.
All right, well, now let's go to Rich and Amy up there in the frigid Alaska coast at the Alaska Sea Life Center in Seward, Alaska. How's the weather up there?
Good morning, good morning. The weather is dark and a little chilly, but I'd like to give you a big hello live from the Alaska Sea Life Center. My name is Rich Capitan, and the Sea Life Center is actually Alaska's only marine wildlife research, rehabilitation, and public education center. So we're a pretty unique place up here in Alaska. But weather's not so bad. It's kind of chilly, but we like it chilly. We're chilling up here in Alaska. But we're going to be doing some pretty crazy things this morning. We're going to be learning some stuff, if we're lucky. So great. And we're coming to you live from actually a research vessel that we use in the field. And we'll be talking about the orange suit and whatnot. Because why am I wearing this? I don't know. No, we'll talk about that later. Back to you, Texas.